This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Tashkent, capital of Uzbekistan, for his two-day visit to the Central Asian country this evening. The Prime Minister was welcomed by President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said, in recent years, the India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership has seen significant advancement. Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to having discussions with the President of Uzbekistan on further deepening cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defense, energy, and on advancing the shared visions of Viksit Bharat and Yangi Uzbekistan. Mr. Modi said he will also visit the Shastri Memorial and the Mahatma Gandhi Center at the Tashkent State University of Oriental Studies, which is a tribute to the close cultural and people-to-people ties that bind the two countries. The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 669, with over 2,000 people remain missing. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said that the police are coordinating with the residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal affected by flash floods. The External Affairs Ministry has said that 88 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal falling flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that 287 Indian nationals are reportedly missing. He said around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. Mr. Jaiswal informed that four Indian nationals were rescued today from a hydropower project in Rasuwa. He added that 120 Indian nationals crossed into Nepal from China today. The ministry said six forensic expert teams from India are expected to reach Kathmandu today to assist in analysis of DNA samples for identification of mortal remains. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is concerned about the crisis situation in Nepal. Talking to reporters in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is ready to provide all the assistance needed by Nepal.
The crisis that has emerged in Nepal is a matter of concern not only for Nepal but also for India. Our Prime Minister has made it very clear that India is ready to provide whatever assistance is required. Accordingly, we have begun sending assistance from here and will continue to provide all necessary support.
Nepal President Ramachandra Podail today expressed gratitude to his Indian counterpart Draupadi Murmu for her concern and the support extended by the government of India following the devastating flash floods in Nepal. Nepal praised India's efforts towards helping it in times of crisis and described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as exceptionally generous in the wake of the devastating flood in the country. Nepal's Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle said that special supplies had also been flown in from New Delhi following floods and that India had indicated it would provide very generous assistance for reconstruction. The government has said that more than 115 lakh hectares of farmland have been brought under micro-irrigation under the Per Drop More Crop scheme as of July this year. The initiative aims to promote efficient use of water at the farm level and improve water use efficiency in agriculture. The initiative began in January 2006 as the centrally sponsored scheme for micro-irrigation. From 2015-16 to 2021-22, it was officially named Per Drop More Crop and implemented as a core component of the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 137th episode of the monthly radio program. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has claimed that it has decisive control over the Strait of Hormuz, countering earlier U.S. claims that the sea route was open for traffic. The U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, had earlier stated that they had cleared the sea mines in the Strait's international shipping lanes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.